Blue Heron Pond, morning time. Back on Blue Heron Pond after so much time of being away. Back here at the center of sanity and clarity. Back here at the point when everything seems serene and clear. Back today, writing poems, Blue Heron Pond. Private poems under the cold, aching sky. I may not always write those ideograms in black and white, words frozen in text and print, carvings in stone. Today, they are made from etchings, fragments of longing, lyrics, reveries woven from violet clouds, and desires made from the straw bones of summer flowers. Private poems, musings inside my soul, heard by the wind or only cherished in their emptiness, a full plate of bones. A cloudless sky that carries all my dreams and words. Good day for poems. Here's another one for you. Poems are much too important to be left to the professional MFA pimps who stalk writing conferences and feed on the vanities of hopelessly incompetent writers. That's the title. And the poem is, Yes. So let me give that to you again. Poems are much too important to be left to the professional MFA pimps who stalk writing conferences and feed on the vanities of hopelessly incompetent writers. Well, that's my musing and audio boo for the day here in southern Vermont, back and forth between New York City, but loving, needing, feeling the grounding, the soul of being here on Blue Heron Pond in a corner of heaven. The rest of the world might be going to hell in a handbasket, but today I'm taking a break from all the madness, all the craziness, all the revolutions, evolutions, all the Twitters, Facebook, all the evolutions, and maybe just making a note on the audio boo itself. Well, I hope your day is peaceful, joyful. Hope you are having a tranquil moment in life.